When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back. We're live out here at the complex once again, 1555 Yolanda Avenue. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, my man Clyde Johnson. Quick segment here before we get my man Jack Lawless to come in.
Yes, sir.
And to give us drop a little wisdom. But Clyde, before we let you get up out of here, you know, Rutgers is coming to town. They're going to experience sellout 401. Nebraska's, you know, Rutgers coming in ranked number 23. Nebraska was ranked and not ranked right now, but what's your expectations? What do you think the outcome is going to be come Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, buckle down. Strap in. I'm calling it 31-20 Huskers. I think we had kind of an emotional letdown.
Right.
The Illinois game was definitely a trap game after the games that led into it.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things to where our young core had to learn the hard way. I think they've learned those lessons. I think they've prepared. And last week they came out and showed that they can adjust and be a second half team.
Right.
I feel like they'll put it all together come Saturday and make it happen. Yeah. I'm calling it 31-20.
Yeah.
Big Red.
I like that, man. You know, double digit victory and get back in there. They beat Rutgers. They probably definitely be in the top 25. Yeah. You know, I think like with this game here, you know, obviously they got a really good running back, well coached. You know, always going to be aggressive, good special teams. Greg Schiano personally coaches his special team, so you know that they're invested in it. So, you know, you got to also dive into the mindset of Rutgers where they feel like, okay, they probably feel across the landscape of college football, not a lot of people are putting emphasis on special teams. Mm-hmm. So the head coach is going to dive into it and try to gain an advantage there. So if Nebraska can – break even or possibly nullify their special teams.
Absolutely.
It definitely sways Nebraska into the, you know, more into the win category. I think the defense takes the mindset, and then very rarely do you get a chance to right the wrong. A team that's going to come in and try to be physical. Defense starts fast and plays physical and brings the heat to them, controls the game. Now they got a good running game and good running backs. Controlling them and keeping them from really, really being a problem, I think Nebraska pulls it out. And I like that score, 31-20. I was going to say a little bit along the lines of like 27-21 or something like that. You know, nothing, you know, where Nebraska has the, you know, control of the game, they close it out either offensively or defensively. And then obviously everybody's happy. I do think that we have a little bit more of advantage. We've had a very hot summer, have played in multiple hot games. I think our depth is probably a little bit deeper than them. I mean, and we've been able to play a lot of guys, and the guys have been able to play well and get some experience. So that'll let us be fresher down the stretch. So I think Nebraska pulls it out. It's going to be a tough game. Just like, you know, any opponent in a boxing match, but as long as you go out there and earn it, you know, then next thing you know, you're in the locker room, just like you are. You're like, you know what? Celebrating is all worth it. So appreciate you coming by, man. I mean, definitely. Obviously, you know, you're locked in. And we'll definitely be supporting. But we're going to take a quick break, come back to the top of the 5 o'clock hour, continue along. We got my man Jack Lawless coming in. We're going to ask him where he got the name from and how he's prepared to knock out Dwayne the wannabe Rock Johnson come Saturday night. But Jay Foreman, Clyde Johnson, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
It's the fall sports season, and that means that the school year is back in session and you're planning road trips for Nebraska football games and following your kids around to their different events. Stop telling yourself you'll upgrade your car someday and do it now. Mullen Motors Lot is full of great vehicles to take home, so you don't have to worry about your current car struggling through another season. Come check out their lot just north of 48th and Lake and find your next ride. As your fall schedule gets busy, you'll need a reliable way to get to your destinations. Mullen Motors.
No taglines, just quality vehicles. Mullen Motors.
I'm softball player Jordy Ball, and I'm proud of my Nebraska roots, and I'm proud to be back home. And at Midwest Bank, they're proud to be your local community bank. They believe in family first, taking initiative, showing integrity, and rolling up their sleeves to support their local communities. They treat everyone like family, no matter where you're from. Whether you walk into a branch in York, Lincoln, Norfolk, or Pierce, you know you're going to be welcomed with a smile. Your community, your bank, Midwest Bank.
Looking for a place to relax and unwind after a busy day? Cigars Lounge at 8th and Q in the Haymarket is the perfect place to enjoy good company, a cocktail, and of course a cigar. Visit Cigars Lounge on Tuesdays for Top Shelf Tuesday and enjoy 50% off select spirits. Cigars Lounge offers Perdomo, San Cristobal, Rock Patel, and more of the top stogie brands that you know and love. But that's not all. If you mention this ad between noon and 5 p.m., you'll receive 15% off your entire tab just by mentioning the ticket. Check out Cigars Lounge today at 8th and Q in the Haymarket. All right, Rico, let's do the final checklist before we head out. We have a lot of people coming to the tailgate today.
I'm ready.
Burgers?
Check.
Chips?
Check.
Icy cold beer?
Check.
Except this one. I'm forgetting something. Wait a second. Where's the Führer's cheese spread?
I can't stop eating it.
Rico!
Relax. I always pack extra. It's the biggest hit of the tailgate.
For the best appetizer, party dip, and tailgate snack, load up on Führer's cheese spread today in most local grocery stores.
Riddles Jewelry is excited to be celebrating 65 years. 65 years of so many incredible memories celebrating with each of your special moments. In celebration of the 65th Riddles Jewelry anniversary, we will be offering up to 40% off all engagement rings and all diamond fashion jewelry. The excitement doesn't stop there. Riddles Jewelry is also offering 18 months, 0% interest and $0 down financing on all qualifying purchases. Riddles Jewelry has always been known for incredible customer service, one of the largest selections of engagement rings, and don't forget about the on-site jeweler. Come celebrate with us at Riddles Jewelry, your one-stop diamond shop with exclusive Levian jewelry, Pandora Charm jewelry, and more, all at Riddles inside Gateway Mall. Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel is the answer to all your lunch and dinner cravings. They have everything from smoked turkey sandwiches to brisket burritos to burnt-end sandwiches and pulled pork. Try a dinner plate option of barbecue nachos, a half-smoked chicken, a full slab of ribs, and so much more. Don't forget their great sides like mac and cheese, cheesy potatoes, barbecue beans, or red slaw. Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, open Monday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 11th and Cornhusker Highway.
Garage doors can be expensive. Are you keeping yours in the best condition possible? This is Cameron Hall with Doors Plus. Doors Plus is a locally owned business that prides itself on the fast, reliable, and friendly service. Doors Plus offers flexible scheduling so you can book an appointment that fits your busy day. My team and I will come out to your property, both commercial and residential, and provide you with the necessary information you need to make sure your garage door is in working and smooth condition. Give Doors Plus a call today at 402-590-5800 to book an appointment and learn more about our preventative maintenance plans. Doors Plus, garage doors, and more.
What's the radon level at your home? Don't know? Find out with a call to Bryant Air Conditioning and Heating. Make sure your home is safe with a radon check from Bryant. If you've already tested, ask Bryant for a free estimate for mitigation. Once completed, you'll get a report showing how much safer your home is. When it comes to radon, call Bryant 467-1111 for testing and mitigation. Bryant Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, and Plumbing. We do whatever it takes.
Constructors is now hiring for all positions, with laborers starting at $23 and up based on experience. Constructors has immediate job openings for laborers, mechanics, bridge builders, operators, and drivers. Start your new career today. Constructors offers great pay, health, dental, and vision insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and so much more. Join the crew today and be a part of Nebraska's oldest paving company dating back to 1908. For a complete list of openings and to apply online, visit constructorslincoln.com.
This is James Harrell with NP Dodge Real Estate. When I became a licensed realtor, I wanted a brokerage that would help me grow in my new career. I found that in Lincoln First Realty. When Lincoln First was acquired by NP Dodge, the training and support I received only got better. I love knowing I have the power of the NP Dodge brand behind me. I would recommend NP Dodge to new agents looking to jumpstart their real estate career and to current agents who want to take their business to the next level.
Expand your career with NP Dodge. Call Eric at 402-434-2222.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a champ, it's action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. Touchdown! This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Old School live in effect out here at the complex, 1555 Yolanda Avenue. On the eve of Roughnecks at the complex. Doors open at 6 p.m. First bout is at 7 p.m. If you want tickets, thecomplexlincoln.com. The headliner, or headliner is Dwayne Johnson versus Jack Lawless. And how can we pronounce your last name?
It's Frericks.
Frericks.
Yep.
It's sitting to my left. Jack, welcome in on Old School, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you were getting warmed up. We're only going to have you for a couple minutes, let you get back to business. Now, I always probably like to think the hay's in the barn. And just talk about the excitement that you got coming up here for Saturday.
I'm very excited for this fight, man. This was a big one. We did a lot of preparation for it. This is the most ready I've been for a fight. I'm ready to show off all the hard work. And we got a tough opponent, and I'm ready to showcase my skill against a tough opponent, show people what I can do.
And, I got two questions before I let you go. We'll do the hard question. What got you or what pushed you to boxing? When did it first, like, all right, I want to do this on a bigger level?
I always had a passion for it, like watching it and stuff. Yeah. And then when I was younger, like a teenager and stuff, you know, I'd get into fights, you know, fight with buddies and get yeah. fights and everybody, you know, I was winning a lot of them. So everybody's yeah. like, man, you should do something with that. And I was sitting there watching it one day and I was like, yeah, I can do that. You right. know, so I got into it and just ran with it.
And now before we let you go, man, where'd your nickname or how'd you earn your nickname? Lawless.
So Lawless is actually my real middle name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, like I said, I would get into fights, and I got a little bit of trouble when I was younger. So, you know, we had a bunch of nicknames, but we were like, let's just leave Lawless. It's too good of a middle name. You know, let's leave it there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Divine Intervention, man. Yeah. You know, hey, I know you're getting ready. I saw you go over there getting loose. Appreciate you. Just wanted to introduce you to everybody because we're going to try to get some more people here. Watch you take care of Dwayne the Wannabe Rock Johnson Saturday night. Nice to meet you, my man. Yeah, nice to let you, get back going. Yeah. And appreciate you stopping by.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good stuff there, man. You're bringing in my man, Austin, right? We're out here, man. I'll tell you what, Austin. You're going to switch it on here. I know we're going back and forth. But, you know, we had Clyde on, got Jack on here. And then, and the great thing about it, we've been here a few months ago, Austin. And then obviously it's kind of, I was growing and he got a big card here come Saturday. Obviously, we had the football game coming up beforehand. And so we were texting back and forth about stuff. We got NFL stuff. We got college stuff. You know, the one thing is, you know, just NFL stuff. And there's a big trade, obviously, with Cat Williams. I heard you and Strick talking about it. I almost texted in, but I'm going to save it for now. When trades happen, here's the funny thing about when you get traded. I remember I played up in Buffalo at 4 good years, and they had signed a guy. This is when the internet was like dial-up, you know. So they're at the combine, and Greg Williams, that came from Tennessee, and you know, one of his, you know, good player, and he was a great linebacker. His name was Eddie Robinson Jr. His dad is a well respected and a Hall of Fame coach from Grambling State. It was great, you know, great pioneer for the sport of football. And he was a good line. Eddie Robinson Jr. was a good linebacker. I was younger. I felt like I was better, but familiar, right? Mm-hmm. And so they had this. It's kind of like PFF, but it was KFFL.com. I always sometimes see if it ever is still alive. But that I was like, oh, I read, you know, and my heart sunk. The Buffalo Bills, according to Eddie Robinson Jr.'s agent, he's going to sign a 1-year deal with the Buffalo Bills. No, your boy was hot. I just had a career year. I'm thinking I need to get re-up. And Danny Smith, who's a special teams coach up Pittsburgh now, and he was like, look, man, you know, you can beat him out. You just got to go do it, you know, da-da-da-da. And next thing you know, next practice, or I think within – I don't even know the next practice. I think I was in the stretch line Greg put his arm around me, walked me to the locker room. I didn't even know what I was doing because I was so mad. I didn't know what they were doing. And here comes Tom Donahoe, and they were like, "Hey, we traded you to Houston."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, then everybody asked me, do you feel bad that you're mad that you got traded, this, and that? And I was like, you know what? No, because I got traded. That means somebody wanted me, sure. Right? At least enough to make the trade. I don't mm-hmm. know. They weren't dumping assets like, doing some trade. But then it dawned on me. I think just before that summer, I think Shaq, or within a year or two, it got traded. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, I was like, I was a decent, NFL player. And you had some really good players, Hall of Fame players that played during the same time, Junior Seau, Zach Thomas, Ray Lewis, among it, many others, and Shaq. And I would say that. And so I was like, you know what? One of the most dominant players to ever step foot in his sport can get traded. So can I. And so that goes to what Cat Williams is, or not Cat Williams.
I thought you were doing that on purpose. Nickname.
Carl Anthony Towns. Cat is—he's getting he got traded. He was the number one overall pick, up and down in Minnesota. I think as that team started to progress and mature, I think he started to immature. And then he got traded. He's going back to his home, or his stomping grounds, mm-hmm. Where he's from. He grew up a Knicks fan. And so if there was ever a trade between the two major players, Timberwolves and the Knicks, that could most likely end up like a win-win, it's probably this. The Knicks are getting rid of Randle, who has a little – who I feel for him because he went through the grind.
Yeah.
Coming over from the Lakers and kind of built him in there, brought that toughness. Mm-hmm. Kind of a crazy injury last year because he was playing good because, mm-hmm. he was taking a lot of heat. And then we get Dante. The redheaded sniper.
Yep.
And then the Knicks get Cat. So I think if it's ever going to be win-win, this potentially could be it. But also I know that, all three of the major players have a little bit of anxiety and angst going to new surroundings and cities, considering both teams had tremendous success last year and all three of them were productive. Mm-hmm. Generally, you trade two types of players. Declining players or headaches? None of those fit these three. What are your thoughts on the trade?
Yeah, the declining player might fit Julius Randle after the injury, but it's wait and see. He's still productive.
Right.
Headache doesn't seem to fit Carl Anthony Towns. Maybe earlier in his career it did, and he was trying to figure it out. But it was more a headache, not because he was a knucklehead necessarily, right? He wasn't getting into trouble. It was, what's my role in the NBA? Who am I as a player? Still trying to figure that out, and then having a coach like Tom Thibodeau. Some young players will thrive. Some young players will buckle. And not that Carl Anthony Towns buckled by any means, but butting heads with Jimmy Butler, who's much more of a Tibbs type of player when he came in, I'm sure that shook Carl Anthony Towns to some degree. And he needed Tibbs to be fired to grow into that role. And Tibbs found a good landing spot for himself in New York. It sounds like they've had these conversations. The Knicks have been pursuing him for a while.
Wow, yeah.
And so now both sides want it to work. So I think having that understanding is key. I think it's good for Carl Anthony Towns to not be the number one option.
I do too.
I don't think he's an NBA number one. It was good that Anthony Edwards came in and took over that mantle. Mm-hmm. Gobert, I think, drew a lot of criticism too. So I think maybe we paint Carl Anthony Towns in a bit of a more positive light because Rudy Gobert took so much negative attention away from him. I don't know if Carl Anthony Towns is a perfect fit for New York, but he's a better fit against Boston. He's probably a better fit against Philly if he can stretch Embiid out to the perimeter. He's probably a better fit against Cleveland if they still want to run two bigs. You can run him with Robinson. You can run him at the five probably for a little bit. Not great, but if you want to blitz teams on offense, you can do that for, three, maybe 4 minutes at a time and then bring a backup big man in. Not a perfect move for either side. It stinks that you don't get to see these teams run it back because that's what some fans like is the continuity, getting to know and love these players. But at the same time, it's the business of the NBA.
Yeah.
Both these teams are running into that second apron. And that kills you, especially Minnesota in a smaller market where you need to depend on the draft picks. You need flexibility to compete in a market like that. It's unfortunate, but it also feels like a somewhat natural parting of the ways that went down about as smoothly as you could have asked for.
Yeah, and it's really we talked about it multiple times when the Timberwolves were making that run. I remember I said they have a decision to make: Karl Anthony Towns or Rudy Gobert.
Yeah,
Rudy Gobert was the last in, whereas Karl Anthony Towns was the first in. Mm-hmm. You the first out. I'm not really sure if I would have traded Karl Anthony Towns, but I also see why they did.
And for what you get back, that's pretty good.
He's more value. I think Julius Randle probably gives them more flexibility, if healthy, to lessen the burden of Rudy Gobert in the pick and rolls in the playoffs, because he gives you the size and you can bring Nas
and Reed, some playmaking off of Anthony Edwards,
right,
potentially.
And he can run the court a little bit better, more downhill. And then you get a knockdown 3-point shooter instead of having your 7-foot-1 center playing and trying to play like a two guard.
Another 2-3 defender to pair with McDaniels is big.
Yeah. So you have a lot more flexibility to match up with Boston if you need to, or, you know, whether it's LA. And it also gives you a lot more flexibility dealing with the Joker and what they have out there in Denver, who I think might be the odds on favorite to get back to the championship.
Ooh, right? I'm taking the Thunder.
Thunder. I don't know about them. Now we'll get into that. Or Dallas. It's going to be thick out there.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good move, because anytime you can add two, like multiple skilled players, you actually add four, because it gives you, you know, two more extra lineups. So I think it'd be good. It'd be interesting to see what Karl Anthony Towns does with this, and if Thibodeau can maybe bring a little bit more edge to him.
Yeah.
But that's the big news in the NBA. And then obviously, you know, the Lakers had their press conference with LeBron and Bronny. You know what was going to happen. I do think Bronny will eventually be a viable NBA player. He'll never be his dad, and that's fine. I never was my dad, and that's fine. But I think he will carve his own path because of his mindset. But now to football. NFL. I know you watched wide receiver one, and Devontae Adams was awesome in that.
Yes.
But it also let me know something, though, about his time at the Raiders. And he always started – educate people or try not to get them to listen and say, listen, if you listen to what they say, they will tell you everything that you think that you're hearing. It will be actually the opposite. When he said, I came down here solely for Derek Carr, and then you just essentially traded him, part of him was gone. He didn't say it, or you didn't hear it, but he said it. Then he said, if I didn't want to be here, I wouldn't be here. I would force a trade. That lets me know it's already crossed his mind. And his agent talked to it. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to stay here. And then he bought in with Antonio Pierce. Now we're at the thing where after a bad loss, Antonio Pierce felt like some guys were making business decisions, as you should. Antonio Pierce should know. He's a former player.
Right.
You got to make business decisions because you didn't get him a quarterback. That's on you. You still could have traded for Michael Penix. You could have done something more in free agency. You brought in Gardner or Minshew, who is just like a big league chew. He's all chewed up. And so now it comes out to where Antonio Pierce was petty. You like the tweet by, you know, potentially saying that the Raiders were open to trading him. I mean, really? This is what you're doing? This is it is Max Crosby, Devontae Adams in that locker room. And you're taking a shot as a former player. You're taking a petty shot at him. Bad move.
You got to know how it's perceived, right? You know, the internet's going to find it. You know they are. You're an NFL head coach in a combustible situation.
Right.
You got to know.
And you're with the Raiders. And Devontae was on a podcast. He said he hadn't had any conversations with him. Now, if it was something that you just did, you just liked, just because I guess you're on social media. When you're playing as bad as the Raiders, your head coach shouldn't be on social media liking anything. But, okay, you had free time. Maybe you're on the porcelain throne and having, you know, drop some kids off. But at the end of the day, to not communicate with one of your best players, because he's a good dude. He works hard, but also he had a hamstring pull the Friday before a game. I'm going to tell you this right now. Okay. For people looking in here. All right. Come Fridays, nobody's pulling hamstrings. Nobody's really running routes deep in the NFL at this point. First of all, they barely even practice. That's the honest God.
Yeah,
truth.
No.
So
yeah.
You're not running full goal. It's not training camp. So they shut him down. And then it came out, and these reports don't come out of nowhere. And it's going to be interesting to see where he goes. Does he go to the Jets? Does he go to Kansas City?
Is he at Buffalo? Does he go to the Commanders?
Does he go? Listen, that's what I want
to go to Pittsburgh.
There's a lot of places to go. I would tell you this: if I'm Davante Adams, if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, if I'm Amari Cooper, if I'm T. Higgins,
yeah,
if I am anybody that's has 1 or 2 years left in my contract, and it, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to be on the move. And here's a name that might be thrown in there. I don't think he'll do it, but I listened to his when they interviewed him when he was on LeBron's barbershop, Stephon Diggs.
Mm.
Here's why. Stephon Diggs is a number one receiver in the right situation. He's more of a 1B, 2A, but a very strong 2A. He wants to be continued to 1A. Mm-hmm. Nico Collins is that man.
Yes.
Tank Dell is that man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he wants to share that much, especially with Dalton Schultz on there and then obviously Joe Mixon and then obviously CJ Stroud. He wants to be one of the guys that they sit down with Saturday night to ask him what's going on. And then he can see if he moved. Just now, I don't think it happened because he seems pretty happy in Houston. Just think about this.
But free agency, right?
Right.
He's looking elsewhere right now.
Right. He's looking elsewhere right now. But also, you could get started early. Now, just think about this. He still has value. He shows he can still play, and he's done multiple things down in Houston. Somehow, he gets traded to Kansas City and that offense with those hands, his ability, because you already got the top off guy in Worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then if Hollywood ever comes back, well, then you got the intermediate killer in him with Patrick Mahomes, sure-handed veteran, and you don't have to worry about him not running the right route under pressure. Because he'll do the right thing. And Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen kind of plays like Patrick Mahomes at times when it's money time. It takes the pressure off Travis Kelce, let him hit his second stride. Now, I don't think it'll happen, but that would be a match made in heaven.
I can see it. And there's a couple reasons I don't think it'll happen. Number one, I mean, Davante Adams was floated out there for the Chiefs. They have to get creative with cap space.
And but money. Chiefs don't want to invest in receivers yet.
No. Yeah. Are you telling me that Al Davis's son would trade with the Chiefs? Not a snowball's chance.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, right. So there's that. And if you're the Chiefs.
So those two are, well, Devontae's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are Kansas City and Houston, I agree that Kansas City should at least look at Stephon Diggs. Is it worth it to give up future assets to a younger team than you? You know, a team that where its core is younger. Right? Yeah, I know Kansas City's still and one of the younger teams, but Houston's obviously ascendant. They're coming up. Do you want to give that team young, cheap, controllable swings at talent? I don't know. And if you're Houston on the flip side, do you want to be responsible for extending the Chiefs dynasty? Even if it's just for this year, if they patch it together, do you want to be Buffalo 2.0 and help the Chiefs win another Super Bowl? I don't think you necessarily want that. I mean, I think the Chiefs, to some degree, we talk about the bad team tax, right? In free agency, you got to pay a little bit more to get those guys there. The Chiefs might have to overpay for Stephon Diggs because I don't think another AFC contender would want to give them a piece to help them out.
Right.
So if you're Houston, I really hold Kansas City's feet to the fire. You want this guy? You're doing us a service by taking him off of our roster. He's been good, but we have all these other weapons. It makes it easier to give the touches to those guys. If I'm Caserio, their GM, I might not even answer Veach's call once.
Yeah.
Make him look desperate. Make him go add an extra fifth. Make him add an extra sixth, whatever it is on top.
Yeah, or watch Kansas City struggle.
Yeah.
And obviously with Rice being out for the rest of the season, now your bargaining power for Kansas City goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about AFC teams not helping the Chiefs, well, that eliminates Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. That eliminates potentially. Now, Cleveland will do anything. Cleveland might – I think Amari Cooper's on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
But DeAndre Hopkins maybe depends on what Tennessee's doing. So if the AFC is like, hey, we're not going to help them, now we have to start to think who in the NFC would fit AFC teams.
Before we get there, is DeAndre Hopkins cheaper or more expensive this year? Chiefs didn't go get him last year. Will it cost him more or less to bring him in compared to what it would have taken last year?
He's playing a pretty good year this year.
He is, with Will Levis at quarterback.
Right. And he's more healthy. He's healthy this year. If they trade for him right now, it's going to cost a little bit more. Here's a team that could be in the market of moving guys who are just popped. Jacksonville. Kirk.
They're the last winless team in the NFL.
Right, Christian Kirk and those type of guys. I think they have a chance to move one of those guys because, number one, you got to do something. What happens – I'm going to tell you this. What happens in the NFL, you're up in these meetings, excuse me, and everybody's trying to pass the buck. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to trade a player to get everybody's attention because you want to end the season on a positive note. So what better way to get the attention? Trade one of our high-priced guys. It'll be interesting to see what happens as this start to pick up momentum. Do the Jets make a move? They don't really need it. I think they just need to play better. What do the Chiefs do? But we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to extend in the second segment. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.